Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk, real talk, real talk, talk radio show.
California,
for in New York City. I'm coming to you live from Tampa tonight. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, it's Money Monday, what we call it. But tonight's topic, guns in our youth. A country out of control. I'm hearing like a little echo jumping off, so we apologize for that. Hopefully it'll get better. Again, 917-889-3926. Florida, I am joined by Hot Chocolate Plant City. Welcome to the show.
Yes, just a short ways up I-4 from you. Happy Money Monday to everyone. What's up out there?
No diggity.
How was your weekend?
Delaware, Virginia brings us, that dude Save James, all the way up there. Welcome to the show, brother.
Did you say Delaware?
Uh-oh.
The D. Shot fired. D.
Oh, okay.
B.
Okay, about time. I'm going to put it away. I'm going to put it away now. I thought you
Please, Lord have mercy. Don't go
DC,
by the booth.
DC, Maryland, Virginia, whatever you want to say. Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, DMV.
You know, he gets sensitive,
easy,
though.
Brother.
I get testy about that, man.
He gets testy when you put him with that area. He needs his northern exposure to be always ready.
Yeah, man. Always front and center, B.
Oh,
yo,
man.
We can tell by that heavy accent where he's from. Get out of here.
Hey,
okay.
Yo, ain't no accent, man. I just talk normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just talk regular for everybody else. That's all.
Yeah.
What is number two of a northerner? They always say they don't have an accent.
We don't. We talk regular. Everybody else got an accent. And we mad
because
we enunciate. With diction.
No doubt. No doubt.
Dig?
Hey.
I'm chilling up. I'm chilling up.
Doug.
Hey, since you want to put the spotlight on the city, let's start in the city. At the end of the day, I think when we think of youth violence, guns, we think of places like New York, Chicago,
yeah,
you know, Berlin. You know,
yeah.
But, I mean, it's out of control all over the place right now. I had a group of young people in my office today, and they were sharing their perspective on, you know, them openly. And when I say openly, I don't mean exposed, but that it was open communication because of their comfort level with me about how they carry guns. Not just how they carry guns, but why they carry guns. And I have to say, personally, I was a little taken aback by the fact that so many of them, you know, at least three, you know, three out of seven and two were girls, openly admitted to carrying a gun. And I thought that is definitely you, Hot Chocolate. The fact that they openly admitted to carrying the gun and why, I was a little floored. We've created a society where young people are paranoid. Young people are paranoid, and they feel like they have to carry a gun because they want to be in a situation where they want to get someone before they get them. And that's really the mentality, and it's a real fear. I find it frightening that 16, 17, 18-year-olds think that they have to carry a gun in order to accomplish what they want to accomplish. A country out of control.
Nowadays, man. It punks nowadays, man. You know, that's what it boils down to me as far as my assessment of it or whatever, because we grew up, you know, yeah, guns was introduced probably a little later on in our teenage life, and that was still kind of like, whoa, he got a gun type joint or whatever. You know what I'm saying? The gun violence was real back then, but it wasn't as commonplace as it is now with the generation. But, you know, we knuckled up. You know what I'm saying? The worst thing we had to worry about getting back in the day was getting jumped. Somebody having them, you know, back with the box cutter craze. Because I had the orange box cutter. I almost got kicked out of the district because I went through the metal test at my school. forgot I had. I was on my cousin's side of town the night before. You know, south side of Mount Vernon, whatever, up there, kind of rough. So, you know, I kept my little joint, keep somebody up off me. But, you know, I forgot I was in my coat. And I went to school the next day. I got suspended. They tried kicking me out of school, all this kind of craziness. But, you know, at the end of the day, that was the most you had to really worry about coming up in high school. You know what I'm saying? Only the real, real, real gangsters had the guns back then. But now anybody, any mama can have one. And it's, like, acceptable or whatever. So, I don't know. I just think they team of punks or whatever. Knuckle up, baby. Straight up.
Hey, we're going to pull something like that. Yeah, we'll be right back, y'all. Hot Chocolate. Hey, TM Hot Chocolate, Save James, T.I. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Real time, true spit.
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. Yeah, bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their tongue, they so far from mediocre. Right hand in the air, solid swell. I never go with her, she'll do her hair no more. And you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. He come and get with me, shout her, what better to do? He call me, ask you how you do it, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kick back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Face flat ass, and she don't have. And one of these, well, I think I pass. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she sick it, I think it back, you should've asked for a beer. That's me on the back, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre, no. Bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad shit, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy Iggy, gave it to him twice, now he wanna three Mike Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy, rest in peace when he part of me, but I don't think none of these bitches with me. Why them billboard stop running in place, heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space, course side why designer frames cover my face, now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste, I'm still grand hustle first lady, you pay me, bet he won't go 12 rounds with $1 million baby, I could change your life quick, stop playing with me, and if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
Yeah. I want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre. I'm every deal with a chick. Kept me in the mansion in the heel with a chick. Get out in tennis shoes, throw some heels on a chick. I'm the type of guy to split a meal with a chick. Hold up, only if she bad though. I had tryna find someone that better than my lad though. Take her to my castle, join her in my castle. Say her things a little, she can fit it in her way. Hey, told me she can't ride that down no further than a cab. Said I got that down down. She wanna be my tutor, so she give me brain, get into it on the scooter. Had sits on the beat from Bermuda to Cuba. I need a lot of dime, but I'm looking for a cuter chick. Give me that, what she said when she got too fit. When I ain't around, give a damn who you do it with. Pretty face, menage, they say 20 at the same time, wanna get your rent paid.
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre, yeah. Bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, ain't no far from mediocre.
Time 13 p.m., 9:14, time flipped on me as the steel drums run out. T.I. Mediocre. That joint makes me feel like I'm in the Caribbean on the Calypso cruise at the end or something with those steel drums. Anyway, it's Money Monday. Your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, T.M. Hyman here, and subject tonight, guns and our youth. The pandemic, epidemic, which one is it? Which one is worse?
Pandemic
well, no
is worldwide.
Yeah, no one's safe. We know that fact. You know.
For sure.
I mean, guns in the hands of our young people, no one is safe. You said which one is worse, the pandemic?
Pandemic is worldwide.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think this is a worldwide issue. I think this absolutely is a United States of America issue.
True. I don't think anyone has it as bad as we do. I can't say that it isn't an issue elsewhere, but no one else has it as bad as the United States, I don't believe.
And I'm going to say according to the laws, because understand, I mean, I'm not saying there aren't. See, some people would argue with us and say, what do you mean? See, you're stupid. There are third world countries that raise people to, you know, kids use machine guns. That's according to their laws and their culture. That's not our culture, stupid.
Right.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying according to our laws, we are out of control as a country. And specifically our young people, where education is free and they have the right to be educated. Unlike third world countries, we're out of control. I don't think anyone can deny that.
Not at all.
Been out of control.
I point to a lack of positive role models, which may sound redundant in a lot of our topics, but I think it's just a key point. That's a common thread. Out of 7 young people, 3 of them, all under the age of 21, carry firearms proactively because they feel the need. And they have embraced the fact that they may die. But their thing was, at least I shoot first. If I know that somebody, so this is the new thing. They say, I know if somebody is carrying tech, so if you don't follow, you know, street lingo, and it varies from state to state, hood to hood, but I learned today that, if you know, everywhere you go, you got tech following you. You got tech following you. And I'm like, what is tech? You know, well, tech is beef. Tech is beef. And so everywhere you go, you know, somebody's always trying to beef. You know, and when I say that something, yeah, well, it's tech in down in the dirty.
I was going to say, what?
Yeah, so this is the point. You said it. No one is fist to cuff no more. No one is really ready to fight. You don't know how to fight. And because you're scary and can't fight, you want to shoot somebody.
Yeah.
And We got to take a step back, you know, specifically parents. If you think something's not right with your kid, you know, something's a little suspicious, listen, follow your instinct as a parent, because I would prefer you to be sad and deal with the issue versus be sad and be visiting your baby in prison or in a casket.
Absolutely.
That's how real it is.
Absolutely.
That's how real it is.
And people aren't – I'm not going to say they're not recognizing it. They're recognizing it too late. Entirely.
Yeah, or they don't care. Either that or they just don't care.
They become desensitized. They become desensitized because of the level of gun violence and youth gun violence that we're being exposed to today.
And I
hard
think desensitized is a good word. I think that's a fair word, because I think often, you know, we sit back and we're like, yeah, parents don't care. But I'm telling you, I've spoken to parents, even one as early as today, you know, little kid, you know, and I'm not going to say little kid, because this little kid, after I ultimately didn't feed into, you know, the nonsense, but I still kept a hand out to him. You know, he came around. He had to kind of warm up to us. But this is a kid that looks like he's about 12 years old. The kid ultimately is 16. The kid admitted today that, you know, he did a home invasion. And during the home invasion, he got caught. And the man whose house he was in put a 12-gauge shotgun to his head. But he let him go. And he let him go because he looked like he was 10. But this same little 16-year-old that looks like he's 10, he's carrying a .45, and he will use it.
I'm bigger than him, probably.
Yes, we'll blow his whole arm off.
You don't even know
what
I'm saying.
There was another kid. There was another kid, you know, that openly. And again, I'm not saying these kids were bragging, but I'm facilitating a summer camp, and the whole purpose of the camp is to make sure that they change behavior. And so they weren't bragging, they were comfortable. One kid told me, you know, I got a 38 special. I got a 38 special. I say, dude, that gun weighs more than you. Where do you carry it? Where do you keep it?
Exactly.
Where do you keep it? You know, I don't know. All I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is we've got to figure out what we have to do as lawmakers, as parents, as mentors, to help our kids to turn it around. We're a country out of control, and we got to do something. It's summertime, and, you know, idle mind is the devil's workshop. Many kids, unfortunately, will not make it through the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not because, you know, no one cared. You know, it's all because of unhealthy decisions. We got to do better. We got to help them out.
That when the beef gets hot in some summertime and everybody comes outside again, then cats will front on you back when it was cold. You know, summertime come, you know, they have whatever hood day that is in the projects, have the big summertime cookout, and, you know, it goes down. You know what I mean? And then we also got to remember also that, we also got to remember too, real quick, because I know you're about to go to break. The way this media pumps the idea of gun violence, you know, they're always putting that in the front line whenever something's happening in the neighborhood. They're always putting that on the front line. They always have gun violence here. These shows that we watch, there's guns everywhere in all these shows. You know what I'm saying? The video games or whatever. Like, you know, I play Grand Theft Auto, and I try to, you know, make sure my son isn't in the room when I'm playing it, because I don't want him getting used to the fact that guns are okay to use. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
A violent-ass game. I mean, it does some real vile, human rights violating type stuff in there, and I don't want him to think that this is a portrayal of life. This is a portrayal of reality. You can really get away with doing stuff like this, or this is okay to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's everywhere around us. So it kind of like, you know, desensitizing is a byproduct, a direct byproduct of the abundance that you see it in. They overflow the airways with it, and all the songs, all this rap music that's dumbed down nowadays. That's what they talk about.
And no strong voice in the house to shut all of that down. As a stronger influence, that you know, because you're gonna have those things that influence you in society, and we experienced the same thing. But the difference was we had stronger voices at home to shut all that down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, man, I mean, you hit it right on the head. And we'll be right back. It's Taylor Rock.
She lost all faith. Must believe in something. Gotta believe in something.
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
No Sleep South Beach is going to be popping, son.
Yep.
Because we're going to be out there.
That's right.
That's the only reason why it's going to jump off. Keep it funky with you. Ladies, we have the side boob contest in the full effect that Friday night at the pool party. So please be prepared. And we have, before we start there, let me give you the time. It's 9:26 out here. And we have a special guest who just called into the show. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your hats and make sure you have a seat. You guys all know who the President of the United States is, right? All right, well, we got his cousin on the line.
Cousin thrice removed.
Twice removed from the baby
cousin
mama
cousin
on
baby mama's.
On the mama's right side of the family.
Neighbor's,
you know,
mechanic's daughter.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because she got that good hair.
Right. And
you
know
what I'm saying? With freckles and freckles. So,
and
you know, she got a little bit of that that European in her. So we welcome you guys to this show. As my man Terry said, she just woke up and got off the floor. Madam. Hello. Hawking. Strong chin.
To the sunshine.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good afternoon in the morning time. Y'all crazy. You're so stupid.
Yeah,
my cousin.
I missed you.
Word, son. Hold
I miss
where,
you guys,
where's
too.
My floor sound effects at, man?
Yeah.
Hey, I got an email the other day that asked, did she quit?
No, by no means. Never that. Small break, but never that.
I was hesitant to be like, nah, she on a drinking binge.
right. You know, Pepsi, you know, Pepsi's my thing, you know.
Can we get a moment of silence for this small chronic break?
Oh my God!
Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we are talking about guns in our youth. A country out of control. We're all over the place. Madam CeeLo Boss is out of Charlotte. Sabe's up in the DMV. Hot Chocolate and myself down here in the Sunshine State. And out of all of the regions, the Sunshine State has hands down had the most attention as it relates to guns and youth. You know, we young people, you know, just senselessly murdered, you know, blatantly. You know, recently, you know, even the young man that song we just played, Taylor Rock, shot 6 times by law enforcement out in Kansas. In Norfolk, Virginia, we've had multiple young people shot to death. I think I put an F
right.
on that, to death. Shot to death. In Virginia, again, Norfolk specifically, I mean, we are a country out of control as it relates to youth and guns. Again, I had a conversation with a few young people today who told me flat out they carry guns, they felt it was necessary to carry guns, and they've accepted the fact that they could die. They're 16, 17, 18 years old.
Right.
They don't even,
like
they
don't have
even
anything
know
to look forward
what
to.
Life is.
Right.
And it's so heartbreaking.
It is about hopelessness. It is about hopelessness.
Yeah.
They aren't looking forward to anything.
Yeah.
And a lot of parents don't even know what to tell them to do. They don't even. It's a major disconnect between the parents and the children. You know, because a lot of times kids act one way in front of the parent, and then when the parent ain't around, they buck wild. And
if they can talk to their parent at all, because I'm finding that a lot of young people, you said it, there's a major disconnect. There's a disconnect, and parents have taken a hands-off approach to young people that have reached the age of 15, 16, 17
right.
because they figure, hey, you're going to have to learn for yourself. You're going to have to learn on your own.
But
ladies and gentlemen, I want to clarify something. I want to clarify a myth that we perpetuate in our communities, okay? And what does perpetuate means? It means that we continue it. We allow the cycle to continue due to our words and our actions. And that is this phrase right here. The phrase that experience is the best teacher.
Mm-hmm. That is a crock.
Right.
Experience is the best teacher. That is not true. And we need to stop perpetuating that just because we don't want to take action.
That's
because
right.
they don't know what to do with the kids. Like I know, you know, I know plenty of people like who right now it's summertime, they got teenagers. The teenagers are not involved in anything. They're not signed up for anything. A lot of parents can't even afford to send their children to, you know, summer camps and so forth. Some of them don't even know that there are programs available to them that, you know, that if they can't afford it, you know, the child could be a sponsor. There are a lot of things out there that in our community, it's just not known at all. It's just the information
is not
disseminated.
And so I think you raise a great point. And so what we can't do is sit back and act like we don't know that things are available. You may not
right.
know, but trust me, all you have to do is ask somebody, and, mm-hmm. and it may not be close to you, but if you care enough about keeping your child out of harm's way, it's something as simple as, listen, you might not be able to send them to a program, but try
right.
to create incentives right in the house that's going to keep them motivated, and it's going to keep them busy.
Yeah.
Right. Like
I just want to put this resource out there. I want to put this resource out there, really, because you make a good point. A lot of people can't afford it. And I don't want mm-hmm. affordability to be the crock or the excuse that we use for not engaging our children. There are universities across the country, universities, even college campuses, not necessarily universities, where they have free tutorial programs. They have free mm-hmm. programs where they'll allow kids to come sit in just to make sure that they get that college exposure. So even if you can't
right.
take your kid to a program that costs money, get them plugged in somewhere at a university where he can be exposed to something that's opposite of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're shown something different, and this is something that I do know from my own experience, is when you are shown that there's something different than the environment that you're in, that's what gives you hope, that it's something else out there past what has been shown to you as you're it. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times, if you don't get outside of your community, you hit that wall of this is it. The school is it. Being in the house is it. Playing video games is it.
Uh-huh.
Being online playing video games and, you know, tweeting the hell out of each other and Instagram and half of them don't even know how to spell because they can abbreviate so long.
You do what you know how to do.
Right.
If you've never been given a behavior to model, you can't
right.
model that behavior. Says his dad, he is who he is today because his dad modeled certain behavior that he mimicked. Guess what? That's
right.
the same thing that a hustler does. Guess what? There
yeah.
are bank robbers that raise kids that model
yeah.
that behavior. There are
yeah.
dope dealers that raise kids that model that
model.
Behavior. At the
Come
end
on.
Of the day,
yep.
you are your environment.
Young thugs in training.
I think it's a joke. And I mean, and oh my God. Well, and you know, well, let me say this. That you said like it's crazy now and you know, with the youth and shooting each other and what have you. I say this, I have said this plenty of times. It is just the fact that it's been going on. It's been that horrible. Because I remember how many friends I lost just over starter jackets and Bo Jackson's back in the day.
Yeah.
Or somebody losing an eye or losing
or
wins. Or
eight ball jackets.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right, exactly.
Jackets.
And that's the thing is that we just know more about it because of the media, because of social networking, because of that access. We have access to know about, you know, the abuse that goes on in people's households and so forth. So the thing is that it's been going on. It's been horrible. We've been lost.
Tougher penalties in the law has not gained us less gun-related crimes or incidences nationwide. Tonight, we are talking about guns, youth, and lawmakers, guns and our youth, a country out of control. Here's the game, New Day. We'll be right back. Team Hunter Radio Live.
Don't take much strength to pull a trigger, but try and get up every morning, day after day, and work for a living. Let's see him try that. Then we'll see who's the real tough guy. The working man is a tough guy.
Up this morning thinking about the old me, when I was feeling like Miller Lite and OE. But now I ride on some conscious. I'm getting bread while I look to my accomplishments. Only one like I have a problem with is myself. That's probably why my only competition is myself. From today to tomorrow, the doctor just rocked to the same drum. The past, no, I ain't forgot where I came from. I got the club rocking, rocking. I got the girl jockeying. Me and Phil still in the we going the distance. Come on. On the church floor, break it better, or push the dough on the liquor store, see where it gets you. For me, I got to be on top. I said, me, I got to be on top. I got the street on lock. I'm an automatic pilot. Ain't nobody stopping me. Growing up in poverty, ain't feel my heart with lost me. Right out on high, I dump to get them off of me. I'm a leader. Look to see the natural born boss of me. They're from Bel Air, I'm from the bottom. Soon as I spot them, I get the drop and I got them. I cock my piece and redot them. It's dinner time when the nine come out. The go with the chain, off with the brain, move brain, off with your brain now. Said I'd get rich or die trying. I did it, good luck, sucker trying to stop my shine. Nothing matters but the music, music my first love. We paper chasing, I'm always coming in first, cuz I'm built for it, see I'm better under pressure. I react like a maniac when I'm coming to get you. I got to win, and watching, Dre watching, my son watching. That losing ain't an option, I'm sharp, I'm on point. Day from my 4 point, pouring out my pain. I'm back on my A game, I'm focused. For me, this is just another victory accepted. I'm stronger than the odds now, mentally.
Radio Live. Yo, that was a game in New Day. Alicia Keys. It's like 9:30 here on the East Coast. So that makes it like 6:30 on the West Coast. And everybody
it's
is 9:40
where I am.
Give me that.
Yo, son, that's what I'm saying. She's 9:40.
Yeah, she lost 10 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, well, when I looked at my phone, okay.
10 minutes ago.
It said
10 minutes ago.
9:30.
Right.
Now, if you gonna pitch me over 10 damn minutes, then you could have done a job. I'm back.
No doubt you back.
Yes. Miss Sophia
with the
10-minute
grace period.
Hey, Miss Sophia home. Hand me the peas.
She sure is. Hand me the peas and the butter.
Yes.
No doubt. Hey, we're about to roll into our adult talk conversation this evening. Hey, guns and youth. Again, we're a country out of control. Ladies and gentlemen, all we want to do is, again, raise awareness. You got to talk to young people today. You know, stop trying to take a hands-off approach. Really, I believe every young person wants to be directed. They want to be instructed. They want to be cared for. The reality is, when they don't feel those things, they act out, they cuss you out only because they're hurt. And we got to embrace young people so they can put these guns down. Because,
and, you know,
listen,
I'm telling
listen,
you, once you
just today, hold on, just today, an 18-year-old killed his grandmother just today right here in Florida. She killed his grandmother. She let him in, and he turns around and kills her. I'm saying is the minds of our youth are like, come on. So I know serious
really
topic, but I digress. Go ahead, CeeLo.
No, I was just saying, like, a lot of times these kids, man, I mean, like, a lot of times they don't even – grasp the reality. They play the video game so much, they think that just how the people on the game die and you can come back and play, you know, turn it back on and play all over again.
That's the same
thing.
They
don't realize that
this
is real. Right? They don't realize it's real until after it's done. And it's like, well, who sat back and watched that happen, though? Because that was going on way before he killed us. He didn't even just kill us. You didn't hit him before. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just do that. You just go to not your grandparents. Is she close enough to let him in? Yeah, no. That's crazy.
Makes no sense. No sense at all. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, folks. We're back Wednesday. I was trying to figure out what day of the week it was. Wednesday, 9 p.m. I had to look around.
Hey.
Look at the calendar. Hey, give it up, Dave James. Don't
come. Yeah. Thank you much. I really just have some random thoughts that's been going through my mind. They're going to be a little bit scatterbrained tonight, so I mean, feel free to comment as you feel such. But I'll start here. It's like kind of a list that I have, just some things that I jotted down and just random thoughts. I realized that I went to Guitar Center the other day because I got a wedding coming up and I need a new mixer. They don't carry traditional mixers anymore. They got all these MIDI controllers. They got the turntable infused with the mixer and the sound effects and all that stuff. All these little hand DJs out here, man. Got these little ass discs on there, man. I got some manly hands, man. I'm palming basketballs and asses since I was 12 years old. I need some vinyl size joints for me to spin. Got these little hand DJs out there, man. They catering to the wrong crowd. Man, what's up with that? That's number one. Number two, these Concord phones are about to drop Saturday. Pretty dope, y'all. Y'all ain't know the phone posits. I'm a phone posit head. I get phone posits every time.
The Nike phone posits people.
Yeah, the Concord. Another reason why I used to stand in line unnecessarily. I'm sorry.
Hey, I got somebody that's gonna hold me a seat so I can get there a little bit later than most people. So. Yeah, I'll be there. But they coming out, so prioritize wisely, man, because everybody knows that those aren't cheap sneakers. I just came from the doctor today from a follow-up checkup and everything, and I got a clean bill of health. I'm not at risk for any kind of infection, you know, diseases, don't have any infections, you know. So, fellas,
good job.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had a physical in a long time, and, you know, I've been doing the best I can with what I had, and it proved to work out pretty well. So, you know,
that's good, because our black
men
do not go to the doctor. That's good.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy for that.
No, I'm
that,
doing myself. I've been putting it off.
Yeah.
Putting it off.
You know, as men, we normally do, because if nothing really hurts or if not broke, you know, we're not going to go get it looked at and everything. So, you know, I know some cats that just, you know, they just run up in everything, and I'm trying to tell fellas, wrap it up. You know, they run up in anything just as long as they believe them that they clean, as long as, you know, they don't care about the pregnancy, they just don't want to wear the rubbers. I know a few niggas like that, and that's a little, that's a little, you know, unorthodox in thinking.
Dangerous, very dangerous.
At the least. Ladies, if you have a booty do, when your stomach stick out further than your booty do, don't flaunt that. Okay, it's not cool. And I asked this question before, and I never got an answer for it. Ladies, why? What is the extra wad of toilet paper? What's the extra wad of toilet paper in the toilet after y'all flush? What's that for? The extra wad of toilet. Like y'all done with the bathroom? Y'all done washed your hands and left the bathroom?
What is that?
And there's extra wad of toilet paper in there. What is that for?
Please shed light on that for me. Make it quick, because I have one more at the top of my list.
That was number two on my list. What is that for? Please, somebody enlighten me.
It is a lot of clean toilet paper. What is that?
Thank you. It doesn't have anything on it. It's just an extra wad in there after y'all leave.
Okay, because it could be from, like, if you flush the toilet and the water splashes up on the toilet, you wipe it off with tissue. You don't just leave it there.
So that's what it's for, because you're wiping the extra splash up from the toilet. What if it's a weak toilet and it doesn't have splash up when it flushes?
You wasted all of that toilet paper on two splashes
for like
on the toilet?
Three drops, yo?
Hey.
Well, you don't want to get it on your hands.
Thank you. You don't want to get it on your hands. We don't want it on our ass. We don't want it on our hands. Yes.
I'll take that, I guess.
Or it might
that's
be the last wipe, and she just forgot to flush it down or something. Those are the only two logical explanations.
See, now I've heard that explanation before, that even after you guys are done, you go back and do a double check just to make sure you got everything. So is that more of the reason why, or is it just you want to be clean around the toilet seat?
Well, for us, chicks who have booty, that probably would be our reason. I'll vote for door number
booty.
One, Alex.
Not booty.
I'll take booty 4000. Booty without the do.
I didn't hit number one. Come back though.
Booty do.
Gizmo scratching,
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
No Sleep South Beach is going to be popping, as I previously stated. Save James here with TM Hyman, Madam Austin Strong Chin, and melted chocolate over there.
Melted chocolate.
Melted chocolate tonight. All right. Yeah, we got to bring this show to a close. And I will pass this off after I have my number one random thought for the day.
Oh, God.
Why is mustard on the beat all the goddamn time now?
What?
Who?
Mustard, mustard on the beat.
Oh.
Why is mustard on the beat all the goddamn ten new songs come out,
that's crazy.
I mean, it's either him or...
Mike
Will had to take a back seat to this mustard dude. He took over, B. I'm talking about every song.
I don't think they're saying mustard. I really feel strong about that. I really don't think
his name is DJ Mustard. His name is DJ Mustard.
Ain't no way.
I'm telling you, promise you, his name is DJ Mustard.
No, what do you think? What do they say in Boston?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Yellow. I mean, is he light skin? He smells like mustard.
He is a big 12 sandwich eating, big 12 sandwich eating, pickle juice drinking,
pickle
fat tasting. Yeah, he's a big dude. And I seen a picture of home. He got his big dude and got a huge Heinz mustard pendant.
No.
As a chain.
There's no way.
A chain. Yeah, I'm dead ass. I'm telling you. Google it. I promise you. You'll find it.
Okay.
And mustard is on the beat all the time.
And what's the one that says right about now?
No. Hold on. No. Listen. I'm like Kevin Hart. No.
He wasn't ready.
Wait. No, tell us what you thought he was saying. What on the beat?
Say it, Bob. Say it.
What is it? Mustard on the beat.
What?
What DJ Mustard? I don't know. Like, no, the other one is right about now. I don't know who that is. And that.
I heard that one.
It's on the front of, oh my God, is it Usher's song? I think it's Usher's song, The Good Kisser.
I don't know. Turn the lights off.
I shared a video. Thinking about that song right there, Good Kisser by Usher. Right. I'm telling you, like, I know what he's talking about, but, like, it's dope for dancers. Like, but this choreographer did something to the song. You know, he put a piece together for the song. Mm-hmm. It was so dope. I shared it on our page yesterday.
Hey, well, let's do this. Let's take a pause. Hit some good kiss, so we'll be right back. See you
in my touch a good
got this thing going on.
Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby. Watch. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Watch. Let me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. You pull it out, then you open fire. You make me want to tap out every time.
the pretty lipstick is so fine. I think that she a winner, she would be a keeper. Cause she's such a good girl. Kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
We're back hump day, 9 p.m., same place, same time, and we are that crew, T.M. Hyman Radio Live, that dude, Dave James, Madam Steve-O Boston, Hot Chocolate. Hey, big up to D.D., Toya, what it do? Hey, take us home, folks.
Whatever you do, do it,
though. I'm jamming. You said it for me. Just take me back to Good Kisser. Good gracious. Good night.
Okay. Hey, we can do that.
Oh, baby.
No Sleep South Beach, here we come.
Kiss up.
Good night, everybody.
A lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Give me a holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Radio show.